If you're looking for a new way to support the podcast, check out W.GG, an energy supplement company trying to make a difference. There, you can use code SIDEMISSION for 10% off your order. Thank you to W for sponsoring this episode, and we hope you enjoy.
Welcome into the newest episode of Side Mission. I, like always, am your host, Rusty Ellis, joined by the boys, Kyle Lynch and Matt Beck. Finally got all of us back together again. It feels like the last couple of episodes have been me and Kyle, or me and Matt. Oddly enough, I always have to be here, so if you don't like that, I'm sorry. But today, we are talking about Kirby Air Riders. Kyle, his game of the year, I don't know if it's lived up to that, but that's what he told the moment it got reviewed was he didn't care. Game of the year, that's all that needed to be said. That was, he said, Sonic Cross Worlds and Mario Kart World coming out. They're bangers just to get bodied by Kirby Air Riders. Well, I will let you lead off. Did they get bodied by Kirby Air Riders?
Honestly, I think this game definitely lived up to the hype, but I don't know. It's so hard to compare because, you know,
it's
like,
complicated.
Yeah, like in terms of racing, I think that in all reality, Sonic probably takes the cake this year. However, this game is just for a Sonic racing game. And, you know, Sonic, his whole thing is going fast. Kirby goes much faster than Sonic does in any fucking Sonic racing game. My word, this game is fast paced is an understatement.
Yeah,
I cannot believe they actually added a slow mode. Because they needed it. They were like, some people literally are not going to be able to play on normal mode. Which I appreciate them for doing that. The racing is a lot of fun. I think where this game excels, though, is actually outside of the racing. In modes like City Trial and the single player, the Road Trip?
Road Trip, yeah.
Those two things, while they are very, very different from Mario Kart and Sonic, I think that's ultimately what this game brings to the table. The racing is a lot of fun, but in a year where we've got a lot of racing games, there's other modes that hella outshine normal Air Ride.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that the racing, this game almost feels like a party game with a side of racing. I think you described it as that multiple times when we talked about it. So, I mean, that's a pretty fair description, I think, especially after playing the game for as much as we have. I do think that the game as a whole is good. I do think that there's a lot of credibility in the statement that I heard someone else say, where it was, if you did not like the original Kirby Air Ride, you're probably not going to like this. Like, you might like it a little bit more, but this is unapologetically, it's for Kirby Air Rider fans, or for Kirby Air Ride fans. This is unapologetically for them. And I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I don't think every game has to be made for everybody. I do think it is, relatively speaking, I think it's relatively accessible to newcomers. I think that I feel like I've picked it up relatively well. I don't think I'm good at the game by any means, but I do think it is relatively accessible to newcomers as well. Matt, on the topic of the game going really fast, because me and you just got done playing it for a little bit, actually right before recording, it is so funny when we start up these city trial games, I feel like I'm going slow as all hell.
Yeah,
and then give it like 3 minutes, and then I can't see anything that's going on screen.
Yeah,
I think that kind of perfectly encapsulates the chaotic nature of City Trial, and I do think City Trial is the main offering here, and it's what you're going to buy the game for ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, when we saw that presentation and they showed City Trial, I was like, I briefly remember City Trial from the GameCube game, but this one just freaking up the ante by like 100. I mean, there are just so many things going on, just trying to race around in the map and then just collecting as many power-ups as possible before the 7-minute timer goes out. But it's so frustrating because even on lower levels, the CPU just pissed me off. Like, I am getting all these power-ups, I'm getting, like, all of these attack boosts, and I can't hit a single one of them, but they're constantly hitting me. Even when I'm playing as Meta Knight and I get my special where I just basically become this air drill, I can't hit a single one of these, like, these assholes. And they're constantly taking my power-ups, like, right in front of my face. And then, like, every time an event is going on, I can't ever like get the shit done. The CPU always either destroys the killer, destroys Krakow, all this other stuff. I'm just like, dude, why are the computers so favored? Like, what is up with them? Like, also, why are they so smart?
Matt Ruby came in here. So City Trial's great. Also, fuck everything.
Hey, listen, I just want to say this. A Matt crash out was not on my bingo card. That was not on my bingo card.
I just want to say, it's like, there's just so much going on, and I kind of feel overwhelmed at times. Don't get me wrong, especially when you're playing with friends. City Trial is so much fun. The chaos is just like, it's great. It's what I expected from City Trial. But at the same time, I'm just like, I can't keep up with everything. Like, my ADHD is kicking in. On top of that, there are power-ups where I'm just spinning out of control, and I can't control where I'm going. And, oh, let me get started, because you start off on the, you know, the most simple machine. And I'll have, like, you know, a shadow in front of me, and I go for it. No, a computer just took it from me. Again, it is such a cop block in this game.
I owe Matt a public apology, because the computer did not steal his shadow in the last game we played. It was me, so I kind of owe him an apology. Publicly, I felt bad.
Most of my blowouts are from Rusty, too, so I will say that.
Damn, I'll be just targeting you, I guess. I don't know. I play as King DDD, so.
I can't ever get a legendary machine piece either. Like, just if you're not able to control yourself to get, just kiss ever getting a legendary machine goodbye.
Matt needs therapy after this game. Good Lord. I mean, holy shit. I was not, when I said, hey, City Trial is the main offering here, I did not think Matt would launch into a, said 8-minute diatribe about why the mode sucks. Like, no, damn.
I love it. No, don't get me wrong. I love it.
Yeah, the mode is, it is a lot to process. Like, the first couple of times you play this mode, you're not gonna do very well in all likelihood. I do think one, you get used to the speed over time, and I think that's just true with any game like this, any racing game. I mean, I feel like we did say similar things about Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, where everything is as fast as it is. It takes your eyes a few hours of playing it to actually adjust to it. I do think the same is true here, and I think that as your eyes adjust over time, it that will become less overwhelming. One fair criticism of City Trial that I think is very valid, it does feel like, depending on what vehicle you're in, it does feel like you very much should target certain power-ups, but at a certain point, that speed, you pretty much just pick up whatever's around you. There's no, like, if you're in a heavy vehicle and you're trying to pick up speed boosts, there's no real, oh, I'm going to go after speed boosts or charges. I'm going to have to. No, you're just going to go after whatever's in the near vicinity. And that is kind of what every game, it feels like it boils down to, is can you get enough of what you need to offset stuff you pick up that either has no effect or might affect you negatively. And I do think that's a very fair criticism. Kyle, you, I know, is a big fan of the original game. What were criticisms you had about the game in general? I do feel like it's a game that's been well-received, and it's a game that performs really well. It's really fun to play, and it has a lot of modes. I don't know, outside of that, I don't know if I have a ton of complaints, but I'm interested to hear what you think from a critical standpoint.
I do think this game is a little bit chaotic for people who enjoy kart racers. I think that one of the biggest issues is that a lot of people do think that this is a kart racer because it's called Kirby Air Ride, Kirby Air Riders.
Yeah.
And it is, if you're a fan of Mario Kart or you like the new Sonic Racing game, you're not really gonna enjoy this as much if that's what you're comparing it to, because those games are slow as shit compared to this. They are very fair. They're not chaotic at all.
I mean, it feels like they are controlled chaos, and this is just chaos.
Yeah, period. This is it's ridiculous. But I think that, you know, like you said, once your eyes adjust, once you get used to the fast-paced nature, it's not really the biggest critique, I guess, I have. It's more so at the beginning, it is jarring, and it can ward people from trying to play right away. I also think that, I don't know, the choosing different characters is cool. I don't really know if I feel like they have that much of it. Yeah, it doesn't really feel like their stats matter that much. Mm-hmm. It's definitely all in the vehicle, and even then, when you're playing City Trial, it's all about the vehicle you build. My character stats feel very non-existent when it comes to City Trial. When it comes to Air Ride and you don't get to really build a vehicle, maybe it matters more. But even then, I'm more so going with the vehicles that I like. There's also a lot of vehicles that they added that I appreciate and I unfortunately think are useless. Like the Hopping Star, I think the Tank Star is god-awful. They did not really fix... Oh, what's that green one? The Speed Star or whatever?
Yeah, I know
what you're talking about. The one that you have to turn. They didn't really do much.
I mean, the Turbo? The Turbo? Yeah,
No, that's a different one. That's a Turbo Star. That one I actually haven't used, but they didn't... I don't know. That it was cool in Kirby Air Ride, but doesn't really do much here. I don't know. I feel like when it came to adding machines, they could have added some more OP stuff. And I think they added like one new legendary, maybe. I have yet to see it. I think that the legendary pieces are ridiculously hard to find. In City Trial, in Kirby Air Ride, you could get a legendary vehicle, you know, every other game. They weren't that hard to find. You just had to know which boxes to hit and where to go to look for them. In this, it feels like you have to wait for an event for the legendary or for the legendary vehicles, and I don't necessarily like that. You need to wait for the rare boxes event because I've broken all of the fucking blue and red boxes. I don't seem to get legendary pieces, and I don't know how. Like Matt said, if I can't hit the damn computers when they get a legendary piece, how am I supposed to catch up to them? In our last game, we had two different AI that had each had a legendary piece. I couldn't catch either of them, and I had one. It's unfair. It feels like the computer definitely needs to be tweaked, especially when I had them on level 1. When we were playing, they were on level 1 out of 10. They should...
Explains a lot.
Yeah, that's ridiculous that I can't catch up to them, that I can't hit them, that they are beating me in minigames on level 1. I'm not that bad at the damn game. Like, it's just no way. That's all I really got for critiques.
Yeah, I mean, I think all that is very valid. I think all that's fair. I mean, I when I look at, like, the normal racing mode, I look at Air Ride, when I look at Road Trip, Top Down I'm not a huge fan of. I'm going to be honest, not the biggest fan of Top Down. It's a cool inclusion, and there will be people that like it. And I'm sure I'm just not one of them. But I look at like Air Ride and Road Trip, and I think those are both really, really good. I enjoy both of those. And I love City Trial. I do love City Trial. I just think that there is some tweaking that needs to happen. I also think this is what happens when you go how many years between games? 20 plus? Yeah. I mean, it does feel like the game is somewhat stuck in the era of the GameCube. It does feel somewhat like that. Performance-wise, everything is fantastic and all that is great. The visuals, the frame rate is very, very steady. There's no slowdowns, especially when we played online. I've not noticed anything.
Yeah.
But it feels like there are some elements of the gameplay that are very much stuck in the GameCube era. And I think that the thing that infuriates me the most is the vehicles that don't turn unless you are just completely stopped. I think that's horrible. I think that is bad design. I don't care what the excuse is. I think that's bad design. Period. And especially,
yeah.
I had one game in City Trial. Matt was here for it. I had the Vampire Star. I was doing really well. I had things built out really well. And with like 40 seconds to go in the actual match before the mini game, I get blown up. And I end up getting stuck on I can't even remember what vehicle it was, but I end up getting stuck on a vehicle that I've never used. I get a couple power-ups to maybe try to help myself, and then I just get destroyed in the minigame. And I'm like, well, I guess that's City Trial in a nutshell right there. I played really well for 6.5 minutes. The last 30 seconds was really all that mattered. So that was a little frustrating. But outside of that, I do feel like the rest of the game is rock solid. I do feel like if you told me you wanted to give this game a 7, I could understand it. If you told me you wanted to give this game an 8... I could understand it. I could see it either way. I don't know that I could see giving this game any higher than that. And I do think there are some places that have given it a 9 and up. And I think they're I don't know. I don't want to say they're crazy, but I don't know that I agree. Matt, on the critical side of things, where do you line up?
So actually, I did want to mention this one during City Trial, because this happened to you specifically, is when you tried to choose a mini game that was recommended to you, but I don't know if the timer went out or something like that happened, but it ended up choosing a mini game for you, even though you chose something else.
I'm open to the fact that I might have chosen it late and that I may have been just a second too late. I'm open to that being possible. I don't think I was. I don't think I was.
But anyways, continue. I also didn't like the fact that I threw you into a mini game that didn't explain the directions to you. You're doing the glider one.
Something like that. I don't know. It was some glider one, and it felt like no matter where I moved my hands on the controller, I felt like everything I did was wrong. So I don't really know. That's one that can be fixed by just placing a simple tutorial or by placing just simple instructions at the very beginning. That's an easy fix. Like outside of that.
They probably expected you to have at least done a game of Road Trip before jumping into City Trial, because I do remember that mini game that you were in, and I did struggle with it at first, but eventually I understood the controls. But it's kind of hard to explain in just words. It's better just to actually like watch a thing.
Yeah, I'm about to say, funny enough, I have not seen that. I've not seen that in Road Trip at all either.
They are randomized. Like I said, I mean, if there's a way to actually.
They want you to learn by trial and error, I think, is what they want you to learn by.
Yeah,
which...
I agree. I also think that my other negative is the cards that people make online are super freaking cool, but there's no limit to how they're priced, and they price them ridiculously high. Like, I see some cool Pokemon themed freaking machines that people make, and I can't afford it. It's like you have to play a lot. You have to grind a lot just to get something cool that someone made because they decided to price you out.
I'm already rocking the Kyogre Vampire Star. So, but I also looked and realized that I had like 50,000, whatever the currency is. I had like 50,000 on me. So I don't know how. I don't know how I had that much, but I had enough to at least. But I do agree. There are some that I've seen that I'm like, okay, that's really cool, but. Why does it cost that much? Like, it's a little expensive. Like, there was one I saw, and Kyle, I meant to send a picture of it to you. I could probably go and find it if I got on the game right now. But there was someone that did a Vampire Star, and it's Eggman. It's Eggman. It looks
pretty badass.
Awesome. But it was also like 19,000. What is the currency? Miles or whatever? Like, it was like 19,000. And I was like, I'm not spending that much. That looks sick. That looks sick, but I'm not doing that. I do think the customization is cool, though. I think it's really, really cool seeing what other people do. I think it's really easy to upload your creations. I have never been a person that really matters a lot to, but I do like that, at least in this game, it's very in-depth, it feels like. It feels like you can do some really, really cool things with it, I feel. Like, there are people that have done, like, the chef's cart. They do it because, obviously, we're in Christmas season. They'll do it in, like the design of, like, a Christmas gift or something. Like, it's really cool, actually.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, like, it's little things like that. Like, that's pretty cool. In terms of, Kyle, I'm going to let you have the final say here. I feel like there's a lot in this game, and at the same time, there's not a lot. It's kind of weird. Like, I feel like we've touched on everything. I will let you have the final verdict. After waiting so long, you said the game lived up to the hype. Would you recommend this game to a person that's never played it?
I would definitely recommend this game to people who have played the original. If you didn't play the original, I don't really know, honestly. I think that it's very, very niche. And we say that about a lot of games that I think are niche because of their marketing, because of the game style, because a lot of people just aren't willing to give it a chance. But this one, I think, is niche mainly because it's a you love it or you hate it. Because, I don't know, I cannot stress enough, this is not your average kart racer. You better plan on not knowing what the hell is going on and praying you win. That's pretty much the game. If you don't like chaotic games, if you enjoy knowing what's going on, seeing what's on screen, this probably, unfortunately, isn't the game for you. Unless you play in slow mode. Slow mode is their way of trying to adapt to people who cannot adjust or don't like how chaotic it is. Slow mode, I think, is a great way for people who think that the main game is too fast or too much to handle. I personally find it a little boring.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me. That's probably because I just really like the game. I like the chaotic nature of it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, if you didn't play the original, this game might not be for you. And if, you know, if you pick it up, understand this is also a $70 game, so don't make the decision lightly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think that that's a fair point to make as well. $70, you have to ask, is that worth it to play a couple hours of the game and realize you don't like it? Is that worth it to you? Is that $70? Could you go and spend that on something else? And, I mean, this time of the year, I know Metroid just came out, but, I mean, let's be real. Metroid was also the last big release of this year. Like, that is, outside of that, like, the Game Awards, as of recording, are tonight. Oh, we're getting ready to record our top 15, almost said top 10. We're getting ready to that. Like, I don't know. I think that if you are not 100% sure that this is a game that you're willing to take your lumps in early in order to learn and get to the point where you're enjoying it and you know what's going on in the game, I think you might be better off just passing on it. I do hate to say that because I do like the game. I think the game is really, really good. I do think that that is the correct take, though, Kyle. And I think that you're right that if you are not 100% willing to take your lumps early so that you can figure it out and enjoy the game from there, I think you're probably better off just skipping. Matt, what do you think?
I do agree with Kyle, especially because in this day and age, you know, spending $70 on a game is asking for a lot, especially for a game that doesn't have like a very fleshed out single player. Like, this is really just multiplayer chaos. I would recommend this game to, if you have a group of friends who all have Switch 2s who are interested in this game is a lot of fun with friends. This is where I recommend it highly. Alone, I mean, it's all right, because you do have Road Trip and there is a lot of stuff to unlock, like the unlock boards. There's several of them for all different modes, and there's a lot there. Like, I know one of them alone has 150, so you'll really never run out of things to do with this game. And if you are going to get this game, do not go into it thinking it's a racer. Go into it thinking it's a party game. If you played any of Sakurai's games, even from the layouts alone, you know, he has a specific style that's like Super Smash Brothers or Kid Icarus Uprising. If you played any of those games, then I think that this game is fine. It's a party game. People like to debate if Super Smash Brothers is a fighting game or a party game. It really is just a fighting game. Or, excuse me, it really is just a party game with fighting elements. So this is, again, a party game with racing elements. So go into that with that kind of knowledge. Look at some reviews. Watch some videos. If you have favorite streamers who play the game, watch them. And that's where I recommend it to make a choice, especially if you're about to drop $70.
Yeah, I agree with you both. I think that you've got to know what you're getting yourself into. I mean, it's not a racing game primarily. The way that, and Kyle, you can tell me how wrong this is or how right this is. I the way I described it to somebody was, it's like Super Smash Brothers, but with racing. It's like that. It's very, very similar.
Yeah.
It's kind of chaotic. Like, obviously, it's not one for one the exact same as Super Smash Brothers, but it's the same kind of chaotic style. There's a lot going on screen, and if you're a newcomer, it's going to take you a little bit to get adjusted to it. So, all in all, I do think Kirby Air Ride is a good game. I think that I land right between a 7 and 8, probably at a 7.5 with what I would give it. I think it's a really good game. And most importantly for each of us, I think it's a game that I will continue playing with y'all. Like, this is, like, we always talk about not having enough multiplayer games to play. This is a game that I will keep playing with both of you because I think it's a really fun game with friends. And I could certainly see you breaking it out at, like, a party and it being a really fun game to play at a party. So yeah, that is going to do it for this episode of Side Mission. You can follow us on Twitter at Side Mission Pod. You can follow us on Facebook as well at Side Mission Podcast. For the boys, for Kyle, for Matt, I'm Rusty. Thanks for listening.